Justin Phillips lost her son Aaron to a heroin overdose in October of 2013. She didn't know there was a drug that could have saved his life. Now, she's a passionate advocate of making naloxone available to people like her. At a recent Indiana House committee meeting, she told lawmakers that she doesn't want other parents to go through what she did.
Aaron was a brother, a friend, a talented quarterback, and an adolescent without a fully formed decision-making center in his brain. Aaron only used heroin for 4 short months, and he really wanted to quit.
Republican Senator Jim Merritt is Justin's neighbor in Lawrence, and he used to watch Aaron play football at Lawrence North High School. He's the author of Senate Bill 406, which would make it legal for doctors to prescribe naloxone to friends and family members of addicts. It passed the state Senate last month.
What this piece of legislation does, it gives the pharmacist amnesty, it gives the doctor amnesty, it allows the individual who might be a mom who has an addict for a son or someone in the cul-de-sac the ability to go to the doctor, go to the pharmacy, and get this life-saving drug.
Administered as an injection or as a nasal spray, naloxone, also called Narcan, can bring someone from unconscious and barely breathing to sitting up and talking in a minute or two. Narcan attaches to the brain's opioid receptors. It blocks the access of opioids and stops their effect almost instantly. The drug works for both prescription painkillers and heroin, and it works best if given quickly. Last year, a state law expanded the use of Narcan from paramedics who have used it for decades to first responders like fire and police. This year's bill would take that a step further.
The thing for me with making naloxone available is everyone deserves a second chance. I just believe that.
Phillips, who now runs the nonprofit Overdose Lifeline, helped Senator Merritt research similar state laws while he was drafting the legislation. It's even nicknamed Aaron's Law after her son. But she and other advocates are not happy with the bill as it came out of the Senate. That's because it requires pharmacists to report the names and birth dates of everyone who fills a naloxone prescription as part of Indiana's Prescription Drug Monitoring Program, INSPECT. Doctors, pharmacists, and law enforcement officers have access to the information in the database. Phillips says that if naloxone prescriptions are tracked along with identities, it will deter addicts and their families from asking for the drug.
It's going to label me, my family, my child, whomever is getting that prescription, because it's going to register me as someone who's getting a drug to save someone from an overdose. And somewhere, somebody might know. And it's a very difficult stigma for a parent.
But Senator Merritt says to fight the heroin epidemic, the state needs data.
What we need is how many prescriptions for Narcan have been purchased in a year. We have to get rid of the stigma of addiction, that it's an illness and a sickness. And two, we have to show that it's widespread. And once you solve that, funding treatment is next.
At first, he favored tracking prescriptions through INSPECT, but now he's working with other lawmakers on an alternate system that would keep a count of prescriptions, but not collect personal data. He hopes the House will pass his bill without the INSPECT rule. For 90.1 WFYI, I'm Andrea Maraskin.